the leader of the Alliance Party, Naomi Long. Morning, Naomi.
Good morning, Stephen.
When did you find out about this?
Actually, last night, when the news was just breaking that there had been an incident at the arena, and at first it was unclear as to what that was, whether it was an explosion, a bomb, or whether it was a piece of equipment that had exploded, or what had happened. And then I just watched it unfold with the same horror, I think, that everyone else did, as the reports started to come through of fatalities and injuries. And I think everyone today is in the same place. We're shaken by it and distressed by it, because it's clearly an attack on some of the most vulnerable people in our society, young people who were out enjoying an evening out, children in most cases, enjoying an evening out, possibly one of their first concerts, meant to be a real memory to take away with them. And some of them will not have survived that event. And
yeah,
it's just traumatic.
It shouldn't rationally matter, should it, what age someone is who's targeted. But it does resonate differently with us if it's children being targeted, doesn't it?
It does.
All
for so
human
many
life
reasons.
Is valuable,
of course,
obviously.
Stephen,
but,
of course, Stephen.
But this
but
does.
When it's young children, innocent young children, and also the trauma that causes, you know, those will be Christmas presents, tickets that were bought for kids to go and see their concert, you know, from family. What does that do to the family who bought the tickets, who then have the survivor's guilt that arises from all of that? You know, I bought my nephew tickets to the Manchester Arena to go and see his favourite band for Christmas. And, you know, last night when this started, you know, you just feel sick to your stomach that it could have been the event that you had bought tickets for. And how would you have felt if he had been caught up in all of that? So it's a horrible, horrible experience for the people who work there, the children who were involved, the parents and families of those people, and for the emergency services. But the one shining light in all of this to me last night was that immediately the news started to break, I watched on Twitter while the people of Manchester opened their homes to people, you know, got in touch and said, if you need a cup of tea, if you need a sofa to sleep on, if you've lost your family and you need somewhere to stay, if you need to charge your phone or make a call, our homes are open. And I just thought, what a contrast between those who would go into an arena and cause such destruction and the people of that city who wanted to bring some kind of comfort in the middle of it all. And it was just, for me, it was an inspiring moment that just shows, I think, that good can actually triumph over evil when people actually follow their instincts and follow their heart with these things and are actually willing to embrace people and be generous. And I think the people of Manchester, in fairness to them last night, responded second to none.
The Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, Cressida Dick, has said that in London they will now put on extra police officers as people are going into work. And she said this will continue for as long as it is needed and will be a mix of armed and unarmed officers as a sign of reassurance. So armed officers now being put on the streets of London when people are going to work.
I mean, it is horrific, and yet in many ways London stands out as a capital city where armed police are a rarity. It is so unusual now to go to a capital city and for the police not to be armed. It's something that I think actually our major cities across the UK can be hugely proud of, that we don't arm our police routinely, because we are still a very safe place to live despite these horrific incidents. And yes, it's sad that we've come to this, but if it's what's required to give people the reassurance to feel safe. But there is also an onus, I think, on all of us, Stephen, to be vigilant, to look for things that are unusual or out of place, to report those to the police, not to feel self-conscious about drawing attention to things that causes concern. Because, you know, I would rather be laughed at because I reported an empty bag sitting on a train than be the person who ignored it if that turned out to be a device. And I think people just need to be vigilant, need to be aware that there is a threat, but equally need to continue to do what we always do, because if we stop being ourselves, if we stop being the people that we are, then we have given the terrorists the victory they're looking for. Is and it, that's the one thing no one wants to do.
The Downing Street, the flag at Downing Street is now flying at half mast this morning. There is an emergency telephone number for those people who are wishing to get information. We know that 8 hospitals across Manchester are now treating casualties, some 59 people injured, 22 people so far have lost their lives. I keep on asking it this morning, Naomi, is it possible that we cannot defeat this type of terrorism, that this is going to be part of a regular occurrence in the UK and it cannot be stopped or indeed defeated? How do you defeat something like this?
Well, Stephen, if you're saying can you stop the individuals who are hell-bent on destruction and taking life from being able to do that, then the answer to that is no. You can frustrate them. You can prevent many of the attacks, and many attacks have been prevented. But can you eliminate that completely and eliminate the risk completely? Then, no, I don't believe you can. Not even with the best security, not even with the best intelligence can you completely eliminate it. Can you stop the terrorists from winning? Absolutely you can. Because you can maintain the kind of open, welcoming society. You can stop them trying to divide people into us and them. You can work together as a society and exclude them from society. And that is what they ultimately want. They want people to turn on one another. They want people to live in fear. They want people to have hatred in their heart. And the only way I think that we can defeat terrorism is to defeat those objectives, because you can never stop one individual with a gun or a car or a bomb from causing this kind of destruction. And we've seen that the most mundane things, Stephen, can be turned into a weapon in the wrong hands.
There's Angela Merkel saying Germany stands by your side. President Trump has said that these people are losers. He won't call them monsters, he said, because they will like that. Naomi, do you think that Northern Ireland is a potential target? You see, I reckon because of what we went through in the Troubles and the specificity of the political situation here, and therefore the type and nature of the bombing campaign that there was here, that we kind of feel that we're not part of a target for this type of attack, are we?
I think anywhere where there is freedom, where there is justice, where there is free speech, where people can enjoy themselves and go to concerts and live their lives with a degree of freedom and choice, is a target for people like this, because what they want to do is rob us of the joy of life, rob us of our freedom, rob us of our democracy. And what we need to do as a society is to cling to those things, because those are the things they want to take. That is their objective, is to destroy the society that we live in, and we need to keep society as normal as possible. So I would never say that Northern Ireland would not be a target for people like this. I think anywhere where there is justice, where there is democracy, where there is freedom, any of those things exist, will be a target
don't you
for
think,
people
though,
who feel this way.
Do you agree with me that there's a sentiment in Northern Ireland that we do not think we would be a target to this type of attack?
I'm not so sure, Stephen. I think people are conscious. I think people are conscious of security here, perhaps not always for the same reasons, but we have a higher level of alert, I guess, to these things than in other places. And I guess it's really just a matter of reminding people to continue with that vigilance. And that's a sad thing to have to say in the current situation, where our own troubles, if you like, have come to an end by and large, and where we are hoping to get beyond the point where terrorism is the first thing that we have to think of. But I think we need to be vigilant as a society. And I think that includes people right across this island, right across these islands. I think that is just the reality of living in a Western democracy at the current time. And I don't think we should be at all complacent. I think it would be very wrong for us to be complacent. But my thoughts are with the people of Manchester this morning, with those who are grieving the loss of family, with those who don't even know where their relatives are. There are still people who are looking for their family this morning. And my thoughts are with them. But also, I have to say that I am proud of what the people of Manchester did last night, because what they showed is that if we follow our best instincts, if we reach out and we look after each other as a society, we can defeat these people, regardless of what they do, regardless of the mayhem that they cause. We can defeat them through the power of actually caring for each other and looking out for each other.
Naomi Long, thank you very much indeed.